Come on, church, praise Him and give Him a praise offering. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Our faith. Say with me, our faith. By faith we live. The Bible says in the book of Corinthians 1 verse 24 that this is our life. It is faith. You don't have to go there right now. And the faith, say with me, faith moves God. Listen, I'm going to say it again. Faith moves God. Go with me to Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 6. And I don't want to be too long because I want God to move and God to do something. Listen, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. It says, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. The word please means to be so gratified to the place where you are being moved, which means that our faith has the ability to cause God to move. I'm going to say it again. Listen here. Our cry and our hunger can get His attention, but our faith moves God. When you carry the spirit of faith, listen, faith is not somebody sitting with their arms folded and like, let me just see what this guy can do here in front. The spirit of faith, it's something that is alive inside of you. And you'll see tonight, listen, when faith comes upon you, it is that you do those who, there are many, there are some even sitting in this place, you detect, let me say it like this, you detest, you despise the ridiculous. And that's why you are rejected the miraculous. But those who accept the ridiculous, they get touched by the miraculous. Faith will cause you to become ridiculous. Faith will cause you that even if you have like 10,000 rand in your account and God says, listen here, I want you to give 9,000, or I want you to do this by the church. I want you to share your testimony. I want you to walk up to that person and go start preaching. You're doing something ridiculous which will touch you to touch the miraculous. But those who detest the ridiculous, those who mock, those who are saying, listen here, why do you give so much? Why are you so committed by the church? Why do you come and serve? Why do you stand by the parking? They will never taste the miraculous. Are you guys with me? Say with me, listen, listen, listen. Say with me, faith moves God. So our faith causes God's hand to move. The Bible says in Mark chapter number 11, and we will go there a bit later. It says, faith moves mountains, and the mountains obey you. I'm going to say it again. It says, if you have faith, say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into this ocean, be into the sea. It doesn't speak of spiritual mountains. It speaks of physical mountains. Don't make the Bible spiritual where it's physical, which means faith can cause you to do the impossible. That mountains can be moved, but mountains will obey. Are you guys with me? Say with me, faith. Listen, listen. Faith is, go with me to Ephesians chapter number 6, verse number, let me just see. Yes, yes. Go with me to Ephesians chapter number 6, verse number 16. I want to show you something about faith. Say with me, above all. Say it again, say above all. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able, say with me, able, to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. He says, above all, which means faith is a supreme leader. Faith is a general commander. It is at the top. When people are walking in faith, they're walking at the top. They are above all. Are you guys with me? They enable the disabled, which means that you will be able to quench. If you are disabled in the area of finances, if you are disabled in the area of health, faith will enable you in that area. Faith will place you above all. It is what I call a general commander, a supreme leader, above everything else. Say with me, faith. Are you guys with me? Okay. And like I said, I'm just throwing out some things tonight so that you can receive impartation. Say with me, faith subdues. I think it is in Hebrews. Go with me to Hebrews chapter number 11. Verse number, let me see where it is. Hebrews 11 verse number 33. Hebrews 11, verse number 33. Who through faith, say with me, faith, subdued kingdoms. Listen, the word subdue means to trample upon. It means to put underfoot. It means to make a slave of and become someone's master. It means, even in the English dictionary, to rape. I'm just being honest. That's the Oxford Dictionary. It means to put someone and something into bondage. He says, by faith, who subdued kingdoms. That means that there's kingdoms in this world. The media kingdom, the political kingdom. Are you guys with me? The educational kingdom. We speak of there are seven kingdoms. That by faith, you have the ability to subdue kingdoms. Who worked righteousness. Say with me, obtained promises. Faith is a destiny finder. You will be able to obtain a promise by it. Ah, okay. Stop, say with me, it stopped the mouths of lions. Say it again, say stop the mouths of lions. Faith will stop the mouth of lions. That any lion that is against you, by faith, by the spirit of faith, their mouths are stopped. What is faith? Listen, listen. Faith is you not having a job or a work, but you're putting on work clothes and somebody asks you where you're going and you're saying, I'm going to work. And they ask you, when are you coming back? When are you finishing? You say, when I'm done, but you have no work, but you do it by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Faith is action. It is not words only. It is action. Come on, are you guys with me? We walk by faith. Listen here, listen, listen, listen. Have your seats, have your seats. Listen. Faith makes non-entities great. You'll see now. Let me know. I have to look for the scripture. Because I don't plan when I come in the evenings. Here it is. Go feed to verse 31. And I hope we have some prostitutes in the place. Because listen. By faith, the harlot, say with you, the harlot, by faith, the prostitute, wait, does that tell me a prostitute can move by faith? Don't look at me like that, okay? By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace. Here a prostitute is mentioned in the hall of faith with Abraham, with David, with every warrior of faith. If a prostitute can be mentioned by a hall of faith, by heroes of faith, how much you sitting in this place, if you receive the spirit of faith. The spirit of faith has no limitation. It is not, how can I say it? The spirit of faith is not bound by race, by color. It does not distinguish between the rich or the poor. It does not distinguish between the small or the great. The spirit of faith is available from a harlot to an Abraham of faith. Are you guys with me? By faith, Moses, all these people were mentioned. Moses, Abraham, Jacob, Isaac, and here harlot is mentioned, the Rahab. By faith, a prostitute did something and a name was recorded. And Jesus came out of her lineage. I'm going to say it again. Jesus chose a prostitute to become part of his lineage where he comes out of. Are you guys with me? And she lied, okay? And she was recorded in the heroes of faith. Say with me, faith. Listen, by faith our prayer is answered. The Bible says the prayer of faith shall heal them. In the book of James, chapter number 4. Listen. Maybe this won't sit well with you. Is it okay if I just throw statements out like this? Okay. Say with me, faith. I want people to capture faith. Listen, we're going, we're August, September, October. We had this place packed out. Pastor Mark is coming, I think, end of October. And it's going to be so full. But I want you to have so much faith that whatever is released at the end of October year, that you will receive it. That by next year, when we come into next year, that this church will be doubled in membership. Have the spirit of faith. that God will use you to advance the kingdom. He will use you to reach out to drug addicts, reach out to the unsaved, the lost, and begin to evangelize. And, you know, listen, say with him, by faith. And we haven't gotten to the three dimensions yet. I'll get there now. Listen, faith makes you equal with God. You're going to be silent right now. Let me say it in different words, okay? Faith will put you into the same platform as God, not make you God. Are you guys with me? Jesus said, if only you knew, must I remind you that you are God's? You know I preach on this. Don't you know that you are God's? God said, in our image, and we will make man in our image and our likeness. Man will look like us. And likeness, which means they will function, move, and talk, and walk like us. If you understand your divinity that is locked up on the inside of you, that God is not looking for a seemingly humble, which is actually false humility type people that cannot do anything, but He's placed royalty to be a son or a daughter of the King. Listen, I'll give you scripture. Go with me to Mark 10 verse 27. Go with him, Mark 10, verse 27. You say, how do we be placed on, by? How does faith put us on the same platform as God? But Jesus looked at them and said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Go with me to 9, verse 23. Mark 9, verse 23. Say with you, all things are possible with God. Go with me to Mark chapter number 9, 23. Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Does it say God? Does it say God? Does it say you and I if we believe? Mark chapter number 10 verse 27 says, with God, all things are possible. But if you believe, nothing will be impossible for you. Everything, listen. Say with me, all things. Does it mean a house? Does it mean a car? Does it mean business? All things. Say with me, all things. Does it mean debt cancellation? Does it mean healing? All things are possible to him who has faith, who carries the spirit of faith. May faith be imparted to you. It's like electricity upon me right now. Listen. Say with me, if I detest. Say, church. Say with me, if I detest the ridiculous, I will reject the miraculous. But if I accept the ridiculous, I will touch the miraculous. Become ridiculous. If God says, do something that makes no sense, do it. He works by faith. When Noah was building the ark and he said it was going to rain, rain was not found on the earth before that time. He sounded ridiculous. Are you guys with me? He sounded absurd. He sounded out of his mind. Rain has not fallen on the earth until that time. But he said, I will build an ark and I'll be sound ridiculous. Listen. Let me get into it. Say with you, three dimensions. Let's go to, let me see. Say with you, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. The first level, the first dimension of faith is what we call the word of faith. Say with you, the word of faith. The word of faith is when you sit under teachings and you listen to it. Day after day after day, you're sitting under sermons, you're sitting under the word of God, and the word, it says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. The word is rhema, which means the spoken word. As you sit under teachings, as you sit in church, and the word is being preached, then all of a sudden the word will become, when the word comes alive to you, do you believe the word is alive at ECC? The letter kills, but the spirit gives life. It gives life. When the word is preached with the spirit, you'll have life. But if this word is preached with no spirit, what do I mean by no spirit? you don't feel something moving inside of you, it will cause you to die spiritually. The Bible says the letter kills. This word kills. But with the Spirit, it gives life. Say with me, revelation. Revelation is the opening of the eyes, the lifting of the eyes, the opening of a veil, the lifting of a veil. It means to see something, to discover something that has always been there, but you have never seen it. What revelation does, it will cause you to know and see who you are, especially in this location. You will know that you are quality. You will know that you are a son and a daughter of God. You will know your identity wherever you go into. You will know that if you sit under your week after week after week, you will begin to reject sickness. You will begin to reject poverty. You will begin to reject depression, negativity, because the word that is being preached is becoming alive on the inside of you. Listen, three dimensions. Say with you, the word of faith. So that is when you sit under teachings and you hear. Faith comes by hearing and the hearing of the word of God. But second dimension, listen, let me say, the first dimension brings what we call a victorious life, which means that when you get into the word, when you sit under the word every day, the book of Joshua says, meditate on the law, meditate in the word day and night. Let it not depart from your lips. Are you guys with me? So when you sit under the words, you have a victorious life. But the second dimension of faith is what we call the gift of faith. So the gift of the Holy Ghost is the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, prophecy, the gift of miracles, the gift of discerning of spirits, tongues, interpretation of tongues, and then the ninth one, the gift of faith. Say with me, the gift of faith. Any person right now in this place, you can listen, yeah, and this is where we miss it with spiritual gifts. We think that one has a spiritual gift and I can't have it. That one has a spiritual gift. The Bible says, earnestly, say with me, earnestly, desires passionately with a fiery, burning zeal inside of you. Desire spiritual gifts. Desire to heal. Desire to prophesy. How did I get gifts in my life? I desired it when I had nothing. Day in, day out, in the night, I would get on my knees. I would be like, God, I want this gift. I want this spiritual gift. What child asks of their parents a gift and their parents don't want to give it to them? How much more your Heavenly Father, when you ask of Him a gift, how much more will He give you good things? Spiritual gifts are given when those who are earnestly desiring it, when you desire the gift of faith. The gift of faith goes beyond the word of faith. Listen, the word of faith is a victorious living, but the gift of faith is when somebody has a broken arm and you can take the arm and you can move it. How many times have we done it? We prayed for someone in a church, I think a few weeks ago, and as we placed our hand on their shoulder was broken or had surgery. As we placed our hand on it, the shoulder began to move. And you hear like clock. The person was in our church a few weeks ago. And you hear like clock, like this. And you feel something. And it was two of us laying hands. And you hear it's the gift of faith. Are you guys with me? What is the gift of faith? When you can take somebody out and prophesy over them. And say a name or say a date. And you know you can miss it or not. Okay, that's the gift of prophecy. But it works with faith. Say with you the gift of faith. The third dimension is what I want to get into. I believe God is going to do impartation. Yes, say with me, the spirit of faith. I'm going to say it again. Say with me, the spirit of faith. Catch it. The spirit of faith cannot be taught. It must be caught tonight. I don't care if you're sitting in the back or the front. The spirit of faith. When you have the spirit of faith, you're possessed with God. It doesn't matter where you go. You ooze God out of you. You speak faith out of you. You don't even think before you speak. You open your mouth and it is faith. Are you guys with me? When we were in the older building, I think we were in the small building and we watched the photos. It was maybe like, not even half of this building. And we were packed out. Sometimes we reached 300 people. And And I remember the one after the fifth month, I said, we will go move into a new building. And it was not even a few weeks, 2 weeks after that. We already looked for a building. We found a building. 1.6 million settled to pay this building where we're in right now. The spirit of faith. If I say by August or July that this building will be packed out, you'll see it August, September, October, November. Packed out. And you saw it packed out. It's the spirit of faith. It is when God takes your vocal organs and speaks through you. And you don't even know what you are saying. It's being possessed. The spirit of faith will cause you to subdue kingdoms. The spirit of faith is what we call the faith of God. Say with me, the faith of God. It's the God kind of faith. Listen here. When you are drunk with alcohol, you don't fear anything. Are you guys with me? When you are filled with the spirit of faith, fearlessness comes in. There's nothing that can touch you. It's the spirit of faith. It is the part of God. Are you guys with me? Listen here, the word of faith causes us to walk victoriously. But the spirit of faith causes you to walk triumphantly. The word triumphantly means this. It means to slide and glide over problems as if they are not there. It means to live and walk as if you have no problems in life. Somebody say, but how are you going to pay rent? But how's this money coming in? But this sickness, and you live above that, because faith is above all else. Faith is the commander general. Faith is the supreme leader. It is above everything else. When you are in faith, you are above. You are the head and not the tail. Come on, guys, with me. Listen, 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 listen. The spirit of faith. Go with me, let's see. Go with me to Mark chapter number 11, verse 20. Let me see. Mark 11. The other word for the spirit of faith, this is the third dimension, is what we call, say with me, the faith of God. It's the God kind of faith. Mark chapter number 11, verse number 22. Jesus said, he was answering them and he said, have faith in God. The actual Greek translation is, have the faith of God. When you have the faith of man, you are limited. But when you have the faith of God, you have God in you. You possess the spirit of faith. In actual fact, the other translation says, have the God kind of faith. Are you with me? Now listen, listen, listen. Let me read to you what happened before you. Let's go to verse number 12. Mark chapter number 11, verse number 12. Let me just see. Now the next day, when they had come out from Bethany, he was hungry. Jesus was hungry. So if we're hungry, Jesus is always hungry, you'll see. Even after he was raised from the dead, he was hungry. And seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves, he went to see if perhaps he would find something on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season of figs. In the actual King James Version, it says it was not the time of figs. Now think of this. Jesus comes to this tree. It is not even the time for the tree to bear fruits, and he's getting upset. When you move in the spirit of faith, you live outside of time. Are you guys with me? Go to the next verse. No, put it in the King James, please. King James Version. And Jesus, everybody say with me, answered. Jesus answered and said unto it, say with me, it. So you are speaking to the tree, right? If you answer a tree, it means the tree spoke to you. The Bible doesn't say Jesus spoke to the tree. It says he answered the tree, which tells me that your circumstances has a voice, and your circumstances can speak to you, can discourage you, can put you down negatively. It has a voice. Oh, but when you operate in the spirit of faith, you have the ability to answer your circumstances back and curse it. Listen, listen. He says, and he said unto it, no man eat fruit of you after forever. And his disciples heard it. Next verse. So he wasn't even speaking to his disciples. He was answering the tree. The tree speaks. Do you know what figs mean? In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve fell into sin. And they tried to cover their nakedness by fig leaves. Are you guys with me? It represents the law. It represents good works to try to fix ourselves up in self-righteousness. When Jesus cursed the fig tree, he was cursing the law. And say, listen here, the law cannot get you into heaven. It cannot make you a good person. But another thing, even it goes deeper. When the fig tree spoke to him, are you guys understanding spiritually when I say it spoke to him? It tells me that the law will continually speak to you and tell you to work and operate and move in the law. Do this thing that's right. Do this thing, otherwise God is not going to accept you. Do this thing to be healed. Listen here, the law has been fulfilled in Christ Jesus. Don't listen to the voice of the law. Listen to the voice of grace. And they come to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. Now, don't worry, it's not the bookshop, okay? This speaks of money changers. They actually stole money. They put a lot of interest on it, etc., etc. Next verse. And would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. Next verse. And he taught, saying unto them, is it not written, my house shall be called all of nations the house of prayer? But you have made it a den of thieves. Next verse. And the scribes and the chief, I want to get to, wait. Next verse, go to the next verse. And when evening was come, he went out of the city. Next day, verse. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from its roots. Are you guys with me? Go to the next verse. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saying unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. Next verse. And Jesus answering, saying to him, have the faith of God. When you have the spirit of faith, the God kind of faith, and you speak to your circumstances, it took a day for that fig tree to be cursed. To be withered up. Are you guys with me? Sometimes you will speak to your circumstances and it might look like nothing is happening, but morning is coming where you will see your words and the fruits of your words. That when you speak, it is time to speak against your sickness, to speak against poverty, to speak against anything that comes against you. It might take time, but your words, when you operate in the God kind of faith, the faith of God, the spirit of faith, you will have power in your words. Come on, are you guys with me? Listen. The faith of God that goes on. It goes on and he says, verily I say unto you, that whosoever saith me shall say. Say it again, say shall say. And to this mountain be removed and be cast into the sea. And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe and have faith in those things which he hath, shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he says. The God kind of faith, the faith of God, will cause you to speak to mountains and will cause mountains to obey. It will cause you to curse the law and live in grace. It'll cause you to speak to your circumstances that is trying to put you down by a voice. Whispering into your head, you cannot pay rent. Whispering into your head, you're not going to find a job. Whispering into your head, you're not going to find a wife or a husband, or this thing that happened to you in the past, or this sickness. The voice of circumstances, when you have the faith of God, the spirit of faith, you can answer your circumstances back and they will wither away. They will wither away. Listen. Listen, the God kind of faith. It says, let me get into this. Hebrews 11 verse 1, you don't have to go there. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Are you guys with me? Say with me. Say now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now let's get into the Greek. The word faith is what we call pistis, however they pronounce it, which simply means to believe constantly, to believe fast. Now faith is the substance. The word substance is what we call in the Greek hypostasis. It means to be firmly set underneath something, to be a foundation, and it speaks of a substance. But even more than that, the word substance means this. It means a state of being. Say with me, a state of being. In the Greek tense, it is a state of being, which means that I can choose now to sit down. In the same manner, I can choose to get up and begin to walk. And I can choose to begin to run. And as I begin to run, that is my state of being. Which means that we can choose by faith to change and move into faith or not. It is a state of being that happens by choice. It is a switch that you switch on and off. Are you guys with me? It is hypostasis. Now, faith is the substance, hypostasis, of things hoped for. And the evidence, so the evidence, let me first go back. The things hoped for, the word hope is what we call title deed in the Greek, which means that faith, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the very foundation of your title deed. I know you don't understand that once you have faith and you see a house that you will have one day, just because you see it, you are now given the title deed of that thing, which means you own it. It becomes yours. Ah, we walk by faith and not by sight. Now, faith is the substance of, faith is the hypostasis, the support, the foundation, the substance of things hoped for, of the title deed. And it is the evidence. Say with me, evidence. The word evidence in the Greek is what we say, elankos. The word elankos is a legal term which you will use in court. And I know John Henry's a lawyer. It is called rebuttal, where you get the word rebuttal from. When somebody has a rebuttal, it means they're bringing evidence that refutes the accusation against them. Are you guys with me? They're bringing evidence. So he says, listen here, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The title deed of the things. It's the foundation of your title deed. And it is the evidence, the elankos, the rebuttal. It is evidence that is being brought to the case. So if sickness says that you have cancer and you're going to die, if the doctors say you have cancer and you're going to die, if your bank account says you don't have money and you can't pay your bank account, now you begin to see by faith. Just the fact that you see it, it becomes your title deed. Now that title deed becomes the evidence, which is a rebuttal. The word rebuttal in its actual root form means to rebuke. It means now it's coming from the realm of the spirit into the physical. And now it is coming in and rebuking the sickness that you have and saying, no. You see yourself healed. So this sickness doesn't make sense. So it's the evidence, the rebuking of the circumstances that is not. It is the evidence of things not seen. So the things that you are not seeing, the things that is not real, that you see with your eyes of faith, can become real. Are you guys with me? Faith, the God kind of faith, has the ability to speak things into existence, to call things that are not as if though they are. I told you how creation takes place. Those of you that are here, the Spirit of God hovered over the, brooded over the waters. The word brood means hovered in the Greek, in the Hebrew. But it means this, the explanation. It means to constantly imagine a positive outcome, which means that the Spirit of God was brooding over the waters. And God Himself was constantly imagining a positive outcome. You were a thought of God before you were here. I'm going to say it again. You were a thought of God before you came here. And then you see in Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 26, let us make man in our image and our likeness. Let them have dominion. And but then it goes on, you'll see man is not created, because only in Genesis chapter number 2 does God create man. So first he imagined you, then he spoke about you, then he created you. Are you guys with me? That's how faith works. You see it, you speak it, and you go and do it, and you take it. A people of faith, that's how people of faith walk around. If you've ever done a gift of miracles, how we move in, you will see we've prayed for people with broken foots, with broken hips. We've prayed for people. They will start walking and they'll still have pain. Every miracle. Are you guys with me? They have a broken hip, or they have, and we had about 3 broken hips, I think. We had a lady with torn ligaments or broken foot, I can't remember. But, and we'll get them to walk by faith, because the Bible says it is the working of miracle. Not the instant, it's the working, which means that they now have to work that miracle. And they would walk and they have pain. But as they do it by faith, instantly a miracle takes place. The miracle doesn't take place when we pray. It takes when we pick them up and we begin to walk with them. First see it, imagine it, speak it, and then do it. So how do you move from the word of faith to the place of this third dimension, the spirit of faith? The spirit of faith, the God kind of faith, the faith of God. The Bible says in Romans chapter number 10, verse number 17, it says, faith comes by hearing. Say with me, faith comes by hearing. And hearing the word, the spoken word of God. And the actual translation of that Greek sentence is like this. Faith comes by hearing and speaking the word of God. I'm going to say it again. Faith comes by hearing and speaking the word of God. First you hear the word, like tonight. Then now you go home and you begin to speak it. You say, I don't have sickness. I have healing. I have healing. I have finances. I will own a house. My business. You begin to speak it. You hear it. Then you speak it. Then you go and do it. Are you guys with me? How many of you are saying you want an infusion of the spirit of faith? May there be tonight an infusion. May there be an importation of the spirit of faith upon your life. May the spirit of faith come into your finances. May the spirit of faith come into your circumstances, your health, your bank account, every single area. May the spirit of faith be infused into you, that when you walk out of this place, that there is no fear. Say with me, fearless. May you be a people of faith. Listen, I know those who are standing, your spirit is alive. May you receive. May the spirit of faith right now, may the spirit of faith fall upon you. May there be an infusion of the spirit of faith. I decree it right now under the sound of my voice. Let the heavens open in this place. Let the heavens open in this place. Let the spirit of faith rest upon every single person. Let their circumstances have no voice. Let them rebuke their circumstances. I pray for importation right now of the spirit of faith in Jesus' name.